Very interesting tshuva for Moshe Feinstein talking about mechiras chametz. It's very relevant. There's a shaila that came. It's much more complicated. I'm not going to talk about this, the halacha lemaisa of this shaila, but a shaila that came. There's a certain bakery somewhere in the world, Chutz Aretz, and the second day Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, which means Achrin Shel Pesach, there's always a Matzah Pesach is always a rush to produce enough
get the bagels.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's one of the 614th mitzvah. Yeah, you must have bagels on Matzah Pesach, right? So there's an enormous pressure to outdo the competition and to produce enough bagels for the, you know, incredible demand before. And so this place had a good hechsher. They were found selling. They were found that there was activity in the shop before Pesach had actually gone out, which means that after a few hours before, they were already, making the bagels.
On Yom Tov itself.
Don't be surprised. It happened.
On Yom Tov itself. Yeah. I don't believe the fact that the second day Yom Tov made any difference, even though, you know, nothing have made any difference. So the shaila really is, that year, I'm not even going into what the halach is about those bagels b'chlal. I'm not going to that b'chlal. I would like to buy in that store on the regular, you know, I want to buy that store the following year. Yeah, and that following year, it was much better supervised, and the store only opened up an hour after Nach, when the Rav already bought the chametz back from the Goy, fine. But can I take that Mechira seriously? The fact that when a fella sold that Mechira's chametz, is he really serious about sending it to the Goy? Yeah? Is he really serious about it? Was that really done? So therefore, there's a few very interesting points here. So he brings here, in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, with regard to factories that are owned by not religious Jews who are selling their factories only for the purposes that they want a decent hechsher on their food. Right? So when they sell it to the Goy, they would never sell the factory to a Goy. And therefore, are they really being serious about it? Is that considered a proper mechira? So he brings here from the name of Rabbi Yashiv, She'ein mechirosam ela harama bulvad, that this is considered a harama, it's considered a shtick. And therefore, also lechel mechemtzel achar Pesach, kin chomish of lava Pesach. He can't rely on the mechiras chomitz, and he considers this as if chomitz that was never sold, and it's also b'hanot. Right? And therefore, how do you get around that? So he says the element of problem over here is the fact that they don't take the sale of a religious sale seriously. You understand? In other words, the rabbis have some kind of mishagas there that we've got to deal with this, and therefore I'm not taking this seriously. So how do you get around this? To get around this is to legalize it as a proper document, as a proper form, not a religious sale. So he said, "V'takanosom, he had a day sheyichtuvu benusach hamechira, that you have to write within the contract sheyesh lemechirosam toykeif gam api chukei hamedina." Therefore, this is a legally binding sale, even done, you know, beyond what the Torah requires you to do. Now, therefore, they don't respect the Torah, yeah, but they do respect the law, right? And therefore, this has to be a legally binding document. You have to add in it. So he brings sort of, where is it?
So by making it legal or illegal sale, you're not going to his mind, yeah. If he really means it.
If
he
I,
does it because he has to do it.
But he had fine. But if I put a gun to you, okay, that's not a good example. But if I force you, if you're forced due to financial reasons, yeah, right? But you need to sell your Yankee hat, right? Nobody would make you do that, but you need to sell it. You don't really want to sell it, but it's sold,
yeah.
Right? And therefore, even if you may not want to do it, it's sold. And therefore, in this context, yeah. But if the guy who's buying, if I just see the whole mechira as a joke, then something else. But the maisa, this is, you're forced to do a legal contract. This is, now becomes a legal contract, right? And after he brings here in Perek Ches, the Nissan Karelitz writes that you should write in a contract, the Some base. Vani matzil b'ze, and I declare with this. Excuse me. Vani matzil b'ze, and I declare with this. Kitayne shtal etzrochim datim legabe hashalzu tiye bulti kabila. In other words, my association with any religious element of this star is not going to be accepted. And therefore I can't come along and say, oh, I only sold it because of religious reasons. This is a proper sale. Right? And therefore you can't go back on it, and therefore it works. But if without writing that in, we have a problem. However, Shlomo Zalman writes that Yisrael She'en Shlomo Torah Mitzvahs that sells a Mechiras Chometz is absolutely fine. We don't say it's only a shtick, because Devarim She'Belev Einam Devarim. Ever heard this concept before? Devarim She'Belev, things that you are thinking, we don't take as a consideration within Halacha. You sold it. What were you thinking behind it? The thought behind it is not relevant. Happy to see you back, by the way. I'm happy to see you back. You went? Yosef and all that? To Yosef and all that?
Yes.
Good to see you back. Baruch Hashem. Okay, I'll... Okay, Baruch Hashem, you're back. Okay, good. Gevaldig. Now, so then Rav Moshe goes to a Shaila in this is very interesting, Or Chaim. If you want to look it up in Chedek Aleph Kuf Mem Tes. Bedova Hachemvenim Shemoichrin Chemtson Alidei Harav. They sell the chometz. They go to the rabbi beforehand, and they sell their chometz the way it's supposed to be, and we find them selling stuff on Pesach. Hels, what do you say about that? They're selling the stuff on Pesach.
You have to make a cherem on them.
Bad people. But how bad is it? They're selling, you see them, they have a liquor store, right? And you got people coming in, and you see them on Chol HaMoed selling whiskey on Pesach. Is there stuff a chomish oval of a Pesach, right? Is this stuff chomish oval of a Pesach? So, and therefore, very nice. So he says, exactly. So he says, says Rav Moshe, poshut she'ein ze bittel shalom mechira. It's not pshat that they are cancelling the original sale. Ki mitzatnai mechira la'akum nechta b'shtam mechira. It says in the contract that anything I buy from you from the goy, yeah, is considered a mechira. In other words, what's our question? The question is, the fact that they're selling it, have they looked at the whole thing as if it's a joke? The answer is, it's not a joke. They have sold it to a goy. They are now selling chometz on Pesach that is taken from the goy. Right? The chometz is sold to the goy. So he says, and therefore you got to take off what the goy owes you, etc., and pay the goy. And therefore, ultimately, you are selling not your own chometz, you're selling the goy's chometz on Pesach, which you may not be able to have an off from because you're not allowed to benefit from the profits, but the chometz is not your chometz anymore. In other words, again, Avraham, do we look at if this guy's making a whole joke of it? He's selling on chometz on Pesach. The mechira has never taken place. It's all been his own chometz, and it's also bahano. The answer is no. The mechira has taken place. The mechira, the selling of the chometz is still valid. The fact that he's taken the chometz, he's stealing from the goy, but it's completely valid. And he says ubeloize ein shach levatelkin, because the mechira has been done. It's done. He's just stealing. So he said, don't say the whole thing was done, that it shows that he never really meant it, was never serious about it in the first place. He says, why? So he says, because if you do such a thing, there's no reason why a person should want to be mevatel it. In other words, if you give them the choice and say, listen, either you cancel an entire sale and everything becomes osur, or the sale is valid, but what you're doing is wrong. What do you prefer? He wants the sale to be valid, because otherwise everything of his becomes also bahano. So this person, even if he may be not doing the right thing on Pesach, he certainly does not want his stuff to become his. And if he wants a mechira to be kaim, and he wants it to be stealing from the goy rather than mechira never taking place. And therefore Moshe says, in that situation, the mechira is kaim, he's doing something wrong. Back to our bagel store situation, yeah? It's not pshat. The bagels not become osavar, no, because the mechira was done to a goy. Yeah, all the flour belonged to the goy. All the chometz, all the yeast belonged to the goy. I'm not sure if we put yeast in bagels, I imagine so, right? It all belonged to the goy, right? The fact that he's doing before Yontov is gneva. It's not itself chometz ovel of a Pesach.
And you got another problem with the kalim too, because then it belongs to the goy, therefore you have to go back and claim it.
Yeah, so by the way, with a kelim, yeah, but you do not sell the kelim to a goy. You do not sell your chometz kelim to the goy. You don't do that. You sell the chometz inside the kelim to a goy. If there's any chometz inside the kelim, so do not sell your kelim to a goy. Because otherwise, the mikveh down there is going to be very, very busy. You sell the chometz inside the kelim to the goy. Look at the thing carefully. That's what you write. Right? The blias, or anything inside the kelim is sold to a goy. And therefore, the mechira is kayim. This person, the mechira is, and therefore, the person just stole from the goy. And therefore, you know, that chometz, it won't be chometz over all of a Pesach, according to the way I understand it. It could be different. The way I understand it, it's not going to be the problem. Okay. I want to go move on to a piece that the Minchas Chinuch talks about. Remember, we haven't seen Minchas Chinuch inside for a while. But let's see this piece inside, which is a very, very interesting piece. Okay? So we're on page Ayin Dalad. What happens if you don't sell? What we do is we sell a chometz to a goy, then you would buy it back after Pesach. Easier way, just sell it for 7 or 8 days. Sell it. I'm selling it to you for 7 or 8 days, and then automatically it goes back to me. Why do I have to go along and do the whole effort of having to go back to the goy and buy it back again? I'm selling it to you for mechir lizman. So here he brings a very interesting. Yeah, Rabbi, you see that? Yeah. So he brings a machlekes Rambam. So Rambam brings in perek chof gimel mechir halachavav. Da mechir lizman. So listen to this. What happens if you sell your apartment? You have timeshares in the apartment. Your timeshares in the apartment. And you sell a timeshare in an apartment, right? Right. So I don't know. You have a timeshare. I don't know in Herzliya, yeah, in a Carlton Hotel. You have a timeshare in a Carlton Hotel. Beautiful, very great view. Right. So you have a timeshare. You have 1 month timeshare. Do you have a right to start smashing down the walls and doing anything you want to that apartment within that month?
What do you mean?
Can I totally redecorate that apartment? Completely change the whole thing around? Can I smash it down? Do I have a right? Do I have a right in the apartment itself?
No, what do you mean? To use it.
No, but I bought it for you for that time. That time belongs to me.
To use it, not to.
It belongs. So that's a shayla. The shayla is, does it belong to you or do you have a right to use it? Says a Rambam, Yochel Halikach Livnois Velarois. He has a right to build it and has a right to destroy it.
For somebody else to destroy it?
It may be that I may have to pay you for the loss that you may have, but the time being, you can't come along and say, whoa, in 2 months' time, that thing belongs to me. It's not yours. It is mine. Right now, it's mine. I can change the number on the door. I can do anything I want. It's my apartment. And therefore, and it's absolutely his until that time is up.
Until that time.
Yeah. Oh. So in that situation, so that's much worse. I'm sorry to frighten you. Yeah. But I'm frightening you because you're selling it absolutely. You're buying it back absolutely afterwards. Right? Here I'm talking about a person who is selling it only for a timeshare. He's selling it for 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, whatever suits him. Yeah? Or a person who buys an apartment, again, nothing to do with Pesach, does he have a right? What ownership does he have? So Rambam says he has absolute ownership. For that period of time, it's absolutely his. You can't come along and say to me, hey, 1 second, 2 months' time, it's mine. Right now, it's mine. We'll worry about that then. Yeah? He has a right to do so. Hachinami, ein hamoicha oiva. In this situation, if you sell your chometz for that week, it's absolutely owned by the buyer. You understand? Therefore, you're okay. You understand? Because you have sold it absolutely to a third party. It belongs to him fully. Right? Omnon, Shidas Ri, Toysa disagrees. Brought down a Choshem Mishpat, Simon Shem, Shem Avob. Da Meicha Behema L'Shleishim Yoyim. If a person buys an animal for 30 days, Havalei Halekeach Shoymer. You don't own the animal. You are a Shimer, you are a guardian over it, which means you have a right to use it, but you don't own it. And therefore, in this situation too, if you sell your chometz for 8 days to a goy, the goy doesn't own it. You own it. He only has a right to it, and therefore you have a problem. Al korchach de svirle de mechiras man loy have a mechira. And therefore, that situation he will hold. If you sell something for a finite period of time and it ends, it's not properly sold. Therefore, as soon as you start bringing in the the jackhammers and then the saws and everything else into that room, they can say, hey, what are you doing? Right? Mm. So that's the machlekes. In our case too, the moicha would be over if you sell it for a particular period of time because it has not sold it properly. Okay, it's not sold it properly. 6:15 is Marav? Okay. V'yeshet moya. And then he goes to a different halacha, which will be Ezra Shem continue next week, and that is if you give it or sell it matona amonos lahachzir. Now, what's matona amonos lahachzir? This is a very interesting case, and we find this case which is relevant to many, many halachas. For example, on Pesach, on Sukkot, the first day, the halacha is by lulav, exactly. By lulav and esrog, it's got to be v'lakachdem lochem b'yom arishoyim priyas hodoy. It's got to be yours. It's got to be owned by you. You're not yotzer with a shottle, you're not yotzer with something that's borrowed, you're not yotzer with something that's gozel. It's got to be absolutely yours, right? So what happens if a person doesn't own his lulav, and he wants to be yotz on the first day with lulav? So there the Gemara brings a case where it could be matona amanos lahachzir. I can either give it to you as a gift, matona stam, here's a gift, here's yours with pleasure, enjoy it. But I'm a little bit scared I won't get it back. So what you do is, you get a matona amanos lahachzir. I give it to you as a gift on the condition that you return it to me. And therefore, it says Gemara, that's called a matona. It's absolutely yours as long as you give it to me. Right? If you give it back to me, then the matona works. If you don't give it back to me, then the matona has never worked. Right? So therefore, I'm happy and you're happy because you're getting it for as long as you want. I'm happy, I'm secure that you get it back. So matona nasahachzir is considered a matona. Only problem is, what happens if you don't fulfill that tanai, that condition of giving it back then? It's not a matona. So over here we have a problem with Pesach. In other words, if I give it to a goy matona amonos lahachzir, and he does not fulfill the tanai of giving it back, then what? Then it's not a matana, and therefore, and then what? There's never mechira, never mechina, and then what? It's owned by me. I've got a big problem.
Yeah.
Right? Therefore, this is going to be problematic. The Bishon will continue this on Sunday. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Can you be moichel? That's a very good point. Can I just turn this off? Yes.